From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Jerry Shario reading The Contrary Blues by John Bilheimer. Now, let's begin with The Contrary Blues. Prologue. The Contrary Corpse.
I didn't reckon on no killin'.
Hollis Atkins stood in rolled-up bib overalls and a soaked T-shirt, hosing water over the side of a shiny new minibus. He kept his eyes on the stream of water, not looking at the man in the checkered vest, standing free of the spray. Purvis Jenkins, the man in the vest, mopped the back of his neck with a handkerchief and said,
"What killin'? Weren't no killin'?"
Hollis directed the spray against the soapy windows of the bus.
"Man's dead, ain't he?"
"Man got liquored up and tried to sleep it off next to the bone pile. Slag fumes got him. Used to happen quite a bit."
The spraying water rinsed soap down the side of the bus, where it puddled in an oily film around Hollis's bare feet, and exposed the name painted under the tinted windows, The Contrary Comet, written in a bright yellow script, riding on the orange tail of a shooting star. Hollis rinsed the rear fender where it touched the tip of the star.
"Don't happen no more. Local folks know not to go near the bone pile."
"Man wasn't local, Hollis. He didn't know."
Still not looking at his companion, Hollis bent to direct a jet of water at a gleaming yellow hubcap.
"We got him liquored up. We knew."
"City feller. Just wasn't used to corn liquor."
"Damn it, Purvis, you knew."
Hollis directed the spray toward the puddle at his feet, splattering the oily film over the black asphalt. Purvis Jenkins mopped his...